So listener, this interview is conducted to see people's view, students' view on ICT program that they've been learning on campus. Maybe the ICT is something that they've derived something or not, how they take care of the place, have they gained something or not. This is something that is worrying student a lot, and they have their mind to say something about it. The interview is conducting, and let's hear a lot of people how they feel, how a lot of students feel about this particular issue on campus. Hello, ma'am. So, what is your own view about the ICT program on campus, ma'am?
The ICT program on campus, since it has been introduced, to me, I would say that it has not been so effective. Reason being that most times it has not been so effective. Reason is that students, whenever we go there for our lecture period, you hear that, okay, there's no light. Or, okay, maybe you got there and there was light and you entered into the hall to go ahead with the lectures. And all of a sudden, never takes off the light. There's no preparation for generator or other means of, you know, getting the computers on. So, to me, I think it's not effective. Then aside that, the lecture period, students don't take it serious. And it's still owing to the fact that NEPA light is not constant. They don't take it serious. For example, myself now, initially, when you say ICT, some people just dodge. Some people stay off and some people decide to go. So it's not so effective. Then aside that, another thing that discourages these students is the issue of EFPs. All these things should have been included into the fees we pay for ICT. But finally, we are paying exorbitant price of 5,000 naira, and we're not getting maximum incentives. We're not getting maximum cooperation from the management there. So it's not fair. How much is a year fee that you can't afford for each student? It should be part of the package. In fact, it's going to encourage students to want to come around. Anything that would support the lecture day should have been packaged by the management. Not that students get there and then you find out that you're supposed to use a earpiece and you don't have one. So what do you do? For example, when we're doing our ICT exam, we got there and we find out that without earpiece, you cannot do the exam. Some people were not used to it. Everybody doesn't even attend one lecture. And then they got there, found out that there was no earpiece to use for the examination. So they had to source, some people had to buy. So sincerely, it's not really, really encouraging. So that's just my view about it.
Thank you so much, ma'am. That is one of our student interview. Wow, she's worried about the ICT and she has not gained anything since then.